Next up, we have Hot Pink Halo with Borrowed Time. I will say that I found this a little melancholy for my tastes. As we were just discussing, not everything resonates with everybody. I really struggle with ballads, and that is to say, slow, sad story songs with emotional singing and a sentimental narrative. I also struggle with mellotron flutes. And okay. While the singing is lovely, you know, there is a lot of the ballad characteristics and a lot of mellotron flutes. And, you know, it's slow and piano-driven. And this is a really hard song for me. It's a really hard style for me to vibe with. I did find some things to like, though. Beyond the singing, I had to laugh because the word sweet is sung with these very sweet harmonized backing vocals. And it's a kind of word painting that I really appreciate. I think the piano also sounds lovely. It's especially nice at the end when it's just the piano. Crumpet also posted her chords, so I played along a bit on the guitar, and there's this cool movement that goes from C to C major 7 to C7, and this is like when you take the 7th and you drop it down one half step each time you go, so C major to C major 7 to C7, that 7th degree just drops. And you can't play that in C anyway without hearing the chorus to Something by the Beatles in your head, which is exactly that chord movement they do. So I definitely heard that when I was playing it on the guitar. It's like I'm just playing along with her chords and all of a sudden Something pops out of my guitar and I'm like, oh, so cool. And, you know, she does that same movement again. You know, that resolves to F, and then she does the same movement again to B flat. And there's a lot of chord changes in her chorus, and I find it remarkable that the vocal melody works over that rapidly sort of shifting harmonic landscape, which I thought was pretty cool.
I like the song a whole lot, too. I am so-so on the mellotron, and I was certainly more fond of the parts of the song that do not feature the mellotron. But all in all, I think this is a beautiful song, and I love it. The careful placement and use of backing vocals is interesting and effective. And, you know, come to think of it, all of the instrumentation is arranged very carefully, you know, to create a good flow and progression of this song. But it's also wry, so it's not going on my Jock Jams weekend playlist, but it's lovely and it's very well done.
Yeah, I feel like Crumpet's really been stepping up her game this last round and this round. Like, I think some of my previous comments, at least about her vocals, that sometimes it can be really hard to understand or they're really airy. And, you know, she's crystal clear here and she's got these beautiful harmonies, and like breathy and airy are not necessarily bad. It's just, it's nice to be able to hear everything. I thought she was making good choices. I have zero opinion about mellotron either way. But the other thing I wanted to say is that she did a really good job in the lyrics of using repetition. So I don't know if you guys look at the lyrics, but they do sort of cycle through these sort of three sets of, and even within, you know, the verses, there's repetition as well. And if you read her bio, this one is actually secretly about vampires, as opposed to one of the ones in the other one may or may not have been secretly about vampires. And so I was a little confused by, like, I enjoy the Plant Me in the Ink Black Soil. Obviously, Someone's Dead, you know, Bathe Me in Your Stained Glass Love is just like a really nice image. Watch Me Blossom as I Climb. Okay, I'm like, all right, they're coming out of the soil. And then it's like, Wither in the Sun. I was like, wait a minute. I'm a Newton, bitte. Why are we withering in the sun if we are a plant that has just come up? And so I was sort of thrown for a bit, you know, without the liner notes that it's about these, it's again, it's not quite the level of wiki reading. It's just reading the little thing here. But, this book that she was reading, it's got these three vampires that have these sort of three parallel stories and coming back out of the ground. And it's like, oh, it's literally them coming out of the ground as, and they will wither in the sun because they are apparently that type of vampire. So I enjoyed it more with the liner notes, but I would say it would be harder to understand what it's about without that little tip.